House Bill 1046, revise certain provisions regarding examination reports of insurers and insurance producers.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Randy Moses, Division of Insurance. House Bill 1046 would change the situation where the current law says you must do an examination report anytime you do an examination. It exempts out, the bill would exempt out financial examinations because they're governed under some requirements that were for accreditation purposes that we must do an exam report. But for other instances, it's not always necessary nor necessarily a good idea to do an examination report. We may go into an agency, maybe we go visit Senator Sutton, go in there and don't find any problems. And we could do an examination report saying, okay, we went in there and did this, neither Senator Sutton nor I or the division may want to do it. This would make it optional whether or not an exam report's issued. But if the licensee, whether we're talking agency or an insurance company, decided, hey, Division of Insurance, I know you don't want to do a report, but we want you to do one, in that case, we'd be obligated to do one. So the only time that there would not be a report if this bill was passed is if both sides agreed not to do one. Usually that happens when the parties have resolved their differences through other means, and an exam report really doesn't serve any useful purpose, just some extra paperwork. With that, I'd be glad to answer any questions. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other proponents to House Bill 1046? Other proponents to House Bill 1046? Seeing none, are there questions from the committee of Mr. Moses?
Mr. Chairman?
Senator Sutton.
I think, Randy, on these reports, if one is done, does the division then keep them in a file? I mean, on file for so long, or?
We do keep exam reports on file. I believe those would be going into the record-keeping requirement. That's like a 20-year record-keeping requirement. Just might add, if a report is done, it is does that require to be served on the licensee, who has 30 days to rebut that, and if they don't agree, they could still appeal to circuit court. So there is a whole procedure for what language is in the report if, in fact, there's not agreement. Generally speaking, we end up with the agreement to the language with the licensee, so we resolve it at that point in time that way.
If I may, Mr. Chairman?
Yes, go ahead. Go ahead.
How many of these do you do in a year?
How many examinations do we do in a year? Company examinations, we don't do very many. I don't think we've started a new one in the last 2 years. Agent examinations, though, we do a little more regularly. We do probably some targeted ones, probably 3 or 4 a year at least, okay. Maybe more.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Any other questions of Mr. Moses? Mr. Moses, is it typical that when you do an examination that you don't issue an examination report to the agent or the
under current law, yes, we're supposed to do one regardless, mm-hmm. whether or not we think we need to or not. This would allow us and the agent to agree, hey, we don't really don't need, we'll settle it through this document. We may have a settlement agreement, or maybe we don't even think it's necessary to do an exam report. Like I said, maybe it's a clean exam and both sides say we don't need one, but certainly the licensee has the option of having one if they want with this bill.
Yeah, I just noticed it's a may instead of shall, and I, being, you know, from the banking end of it, you know, it was just policy that they issue a report to the bank that they examine with all of the violations.
I think that's a good point, but the most common analogy to a bank exam would be a financial exam, and they're exempted from this bill. There still would be a required report any time we do a financial exam. So that would operate very much like a bank exam.
Okay, thanks. Any other questions? Yeah, you're funny. Okay, hearing no questions, we'll close the hearing to committee discussion and or action. Senator Schoenbeck.
Move to pass.
Move to pass on House Bill 1046. Is there a second? Senator Dick Kelly seconds the motion. Any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all in favor of House Bill 1046 will say aye. Opposed, nay. The secretary will call the roll.
Senators Abdallah, Ms. Kelly,
aye.
Kinsel, Schoenberg,
aye.
Sutton,
aye.
Roderick,
aye. House Bill 1046, having received a majority vote, goes to the floor of the Senate.
Mr. Chairman,
yes.
Move consent.
Motion consent by Senator Schoenbeck, seconded by Senator Kelly. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.